Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Does bad parking annoy you? Have you ever confronted somebody in a car park or maybe on the street over how poorly they parked? Well, one person in Crosshaven in Cork is certainly making their feelings known because they've managed to place a number of cards using fairly colourful language. They've stuck them onto some cars that were just really badly parked last weekend in the Cork town. Now, I know we're a daytime show, so I do need to watch my language here, but the notes read, learn to park, you accidentally parked like an a-hole, get the help you need before becoming the S-head that everybody hates. Audrey Buckley's a Fianna Fáil councillor in the area. Audrey's with me on the line. What's the reaction like in Crosshaven to these notes on the cars, Audrey?
Good afternoon and thank you for having me on. I didn't realise this would actually have morphed, but it's amazing how many other areas are actually going through the same thing that we're going through, the parking, the illegal parking. So look, when it happened and when I posted it, I thought it was quite funny at the time because the guards are ticketing now and I had asked for them to put a notification on a windscreen because they don't. When they ticket you 4 days later, you receive the 40 euro fine. So I don't think that's fair and that's good enough when people are coming to the beach with their kids and stuff. Like, you don't want to be getting a 40 euro ticket. So I asked them to put something on the windscreen and somebody sent me and asked me, are these the new tickets? Jokingly is a funny question. So yeah. I thought it was quite funny. So I put it on there and it's also an alert to let people know, look, we live here. This is our homes. Please don't block our driveways. You know, we had a serious incident in Myrtleville Beach there last year. Services couldn't get down there. It's chaotic. It's crazy. And it's happening just not in Crosshaven, Fountainstown, Myrtleville. It's happening, I'm sure, in Kinsale and many other places as well.
So the issue here, first of all, is that too many people are coming over to use the beach and the area. They're parking badly. Yeah. They're just leaving their cars wherever they want, Audrey, and the locals in Crosshaven are disgruntled about this. Naturally.
And I would say that, look, we especially Crosshaven, we're a cul-de-sac. We have the amazing Fort Camden Mar now, which is amazing. If you're ever around, please pop down. So we've a lot of people coming into the area. The village is a small fishing village. We just can't cope. It's not capable of hosting all these cars. You know, the bus lanes are all being blocked by cars parking. So when the buses do come down, the poor bus drivers are basically on the middle of the road, letting people on and off because there's nowhere for them to park. And you'd have just a lot of people outside different areas, so you can't get through. It becomes a bottleneck. You hear and you see people getting angry. And it's just not a nice experience. I personally don't go near the village at weekends because I know that, you go through it. So it's not even not getting in and out of it. You just get frustration and your lovely sunny day turns into, you know, giving out and that. And that's not what a sunny beach day is meant to be all about.
So you asked the guards to enforce the rules and that's fine. And they've gone and done that if people are parked in double yellow lines and all of that. But it seems that somebody else in Crosshaven has taken matters into their own hands. And it's not you, Audrey.
No, it's definitely not me. Somebody's doing it, and I'm the thing about it is like other people are saying, God, why didn't I think of that? Because you know people are so frustrated with the lack of parking.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done about it. The only thing that can be done is if the council, Cork County Council, look at purchasing land from private. We have a lot of land in the area.
Yeah.
Purchasing half an acre so people can park.
Yeah, but
that's all.
That's all the solutions, but. Bring me back to the issue today is putting these letters and these notes. And like, there's fairly, choice language. I've watered it down for afternoon radio. But how are locals reacting to these letters?
What they're laughing. Well, they're little cards. So it's like a business card. And whoever is doing it is pushing them just on top of it. Now, when I came across them, because I saw them on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, I think I saw them in the village when I walked down to the village. And I was just laughing. But the car was up 2/3 on the footpath. You know, so there's no way a wheelchair, pram, anything like that could have gotten through the footpath.
And have you been talking to anyone who's a car owner who actually received one of these?
I haven't, and I don't think people, to be fair, would tell me that they got one because
you're admitting illegal parking.
They were obviously bothering people. I think people who parked on the bus stop, there's 7 or 8 cars, I think they all got them. And outside a local shop got them. But like, we're not closed for business. We are open for business, but we just want people to behave
there'll be
properly.
There'll be some people who'll take exception out of being called an a-hole and an S-head. You know,
I would think so. But then they're accepting that they parked illegally.
Yeah.
If they say they got one, you know.
1800 453 106. If you're in Crosshaven, if you got one of these letters or these cards, I want to hear from you on the show today. I do want to talk to people though, like, about bad parking. And would you ever confront somebody? Maybe you yourself have left letters in people's cars as well for poor parking. Stay with me, Audrey. Danny is on the line. Danny, actually, I believe you have tickets that you put on people's cars. You're not
indeed
in Crosshaven though.
No, I'm not. And I don't think I left one in Crosshaven either.
So what do you put on the car?
Well, these ones I have are, I bought them actually in America about 10 years ago exactly. And the booklets have about maybe 20, 25 different ones. Each one has a different, each of these tickets have a different message on it.
And what do the messages say?
Well, there's one here now, for example. The way you pulled in makes me wish your dad would have pulled out. But that's about the most risky of the whole
lot. Well, there's another one here, because you've sent me in a video on WhatsApp of some of these parking. I mean, there's another one here, Daddy, and it reads, I hope you're better, right, I hope you're better between the sheets than you are between the lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're kind of witty, but inoffensive, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But it gets the message across. And I've used probably about 6 or 7 maybe on through the years. And I think once I waited to see what the best reaction was. They were with somebody else and they noted it. It's a good laugh. They had a good laugh and they got the message.
They got them. Okay, they got the message. But this person, I suppose, that's leaving these notes in Crosshaven, you kind of agree with what they're doing?
To a degree, but there's no need to be. I wouldn't be offensive. I wouldn't use the language. I wouldn't. These ones I have, as I say, they're inoffensive. They're a bit of crack. And the only unfortunate thing is, I've only got the one book.
You've only the one book. You haven't used too many of them, by all accounts.
No, I haven't been down the years. I suppose. To get the message across. To get the message across without being offensive.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Mary? No, go on ahead, Danny.
I said sometimes people just need to point it out so they don't realise.
Yeah. Sure, I know people think, I'll chance it here for a quick minute and it'll be all right. And then I suppose if somebody pulls them up on it, they know better. Mary McCarthy's on the line as well, columnist with the Irish Independent. Leaving notes in cars, is it the right approach, Mary?
Hello, everyone. You know what? I think those notes are so obnoxious that have been left in Crosshaven. I mean, Danny's notes sound more benign, but can I just stick up for the haphazard parkers? Because I could easily be someone getting a note, because I often would park on 2 spaces. And now I know this is awful, right? And my husband, it's a pet peeve.
Are you admitting this on national radio?
I'm admitting it. Anyone who knows me knows it. I've stopped randomers in the street and asked them to park the car because I just have a real... It's not funny. I literally have... it's very difficult for me to park the car. And I think cars are getting wider in general.
Yeah, they know that they actually are.
The spaces are getting smaller,
yeah.
The spaces are getting wider. I find it very difficult to get... Like, I will think, that's nicely parked and I'll forget about it. My husband will come in the door wild. Give me the car key. You left the car in the middle of the road. And it's literally, it's not even much over the line, like a squidgen. So I think some people are just good parkers and some people are a little more challenged in that area. It's probably not intentional. Okay, look, what Orgy was talking about there, blocking buses, driveways, emergency vehicles, like prams, like that's not on. And I think if you're parking that badly that you're going to block a pram going on the driveway, like that is, that's kind of another level. Mm. But can I just take up for the people who haphazardly leave their car, or maybe they do park illegally because they can't find a space. It's like you don't know what's going on in that person's life. Like maybe one of those people who parked at the beach that day, maybe they were having a big fight with their husband and everything was falling apart and they just parked the car and didn't think about it, and they come back and they get this horrible note. I mean, I just kind of feel like there's 2 ways of doing something. You could leave a nice note, but also just have a little more understanding. Like people, we're not all great organised parkers. Some of us do lack finesse. And maybe, and this is a bit, this might be a little kind of controversial slant, but Andrea, maybe people like me are doing everyone else a favour because we're making parking more stressful, right? So maybe people might start leaving the cars at home.
Yeah, well, should we just give people a pass, Audrey?
Oh, I don't. Well, you know, I live in a coastal seaside area. If it happened infrequently, I would agree with you. But this is happening every weekend here for the last couple of years. So, and it's getting worse because the buses are stuck in traffic. So there's no bus lanes. So we can't get the bus, or people can't get the bus here because they can't depend on them. So unfortunately, it's very frequent here that it's happening.
Maybe the fact, Mary, that we're talking about this today on the show, you know, like maybe now people that are parking, you know, poorly parking in Crosshaven, they listen to this and say, you know, my God, I don't want to be named and shamed, or, you know, I don't want to be the person they're talking about in the radio. So after hearing this today, I won't park badly again. Are you there, Mary? I got Mary. Mary's gone, is she? Brian has got in touch. He says, I'm in step aside. I've no problem confronting people who park like idiots. And yes, I've put a few tickets on cars as well. What about you, Angus? You got in touch with us because I believe you're partial to putting notes on cars too.
Yes, but I am. I grew up on the West Coast by the sea, west of Galway City. And it was a perennial thing every summer where you're trying to drive up and down the road and you're risking scraping somebody's car or your own, or up on a ditch trying to get past. But it's where people treat parking spaces like runways, as if the line is something they have to get down the middle of the gear stick that infuriates most.
So what kind of notes do you leave?
Well, it's a sarcastic question, like, did you really need so many spaces, or I wish I could park like you, or something along those lines, and hope that, well, they might see a funny side to the query, but also that they might be more considerate in their parking the next time.
Yeah. And so, did it work?
Hard to know. I saw one person come back all right and give a wry smile, but more often it tends to be because I have to go and move on and park somewhere else myself. You won't necessarily see the reaction, but it can be very infuriating.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
If you're outside medical centres or chemists or where there's shops, and parking can be limited enough, and then someone is taking up two spaces or parked on a curb so you can't even get into a space that might be in there behind them or something like that. It's just head-wrecking.
Jim is with us as well. Jim, you're in Crosshaven. Have you received one of these notes for poor parking? Have I got Jim? Is Jim there? No, we'll get Jim back in a moment. Jim's in Crosshaven, so I want to hear what his thoughts on this. Audrey, do you have any idea how many motorists have received these notes?
No, I haven't, and I. To be fair, I honestly think they only probably started because I'm sure I would have heard it or seen it. You know, like we have the litter awards on at the moment, and we're all trying to spot the person for the litter awards. So we're all on the lookout for the litter awards person and the ticket guy now. So
the bad parking vigilante.
Yeah, why not? But you know what? It's great because it gets us talking about it and gets other people who are visiting the area to read about it and see about it. And this is our home, as I say. And it's just not fair if emergency services can't access.
No, it's not at all. It's not fair. What about you, Timothy? Timothy's in Galway. Do you think this is a little, you know, too far or the right approach? Is Timothy with us?
Me.
Yes, Timothy. How are you?
I'm from Moneygall, Alice.
But do you think it's right to leave notes on cars?
No, I wouldn't like that at all, because the vigilantes would all go to town then, and where would they stop? There's only one system for parking. That's your Gardaí.
Leave it to the guards or the traffic warden.
And I mean, say I could park, and somebody could drive off then and make my car look very park wrong. I might have to park on two across the park, and an hour later it might look very bad. Yeah. Next guy drove away.
Yeah, there's...
You know what I mean? Vigilantes. I'm afraid of vigilantes because we tried that here with security in the village, and some people you know, we went over the top, you know.
Somebody else has sent us in one of these notes as well, Audrey. The learn to park notes that I mentioned in Crosshaven. I don't know if it's the actual person Maybe it's not. But we've a photo of the ticket anyway.
I'd say many of them. Well, I will tell you that Saturday and Sunday, everywhere was just chockers around the beaches, around Myrtleville. There was cars parked everywhere in double yellow lines. As I said, the community guards are out when they're working. You know, the lack of guards in the country. I'd love to have a parking warden, around at weekends, but unfortunately we don't. So, and this has been happening, as I said, it's not an infrequent occurrence. It happens quite a lot.
Yeah, 087 1400 106. Would you tackle somebody over their bad parking? Mary, you just think in general it's the wrong approach, though.
I do. I just think, we all have to share this space on this earth. Let's not. It's just kind of nasty. But also, it kind of feels to me like a parking solution is needed for cross haven. So you've got all these people coming to the beach, and you can't blame people for wanting to bring their kids to the beach, wanting to go to the beach themselves. I mean, there's little enough activities that don't cost a lot of money. So I kind of feel, I definitely have been that person who has parked in a very kind of, ramshackle way.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest with you, Mary. I've been that person who's left notes on cars.
Oh,
I have, yeah. I could really turn listeners now against me today telling this story, but yeah. Oh, I have in very recent times, actually, yeah. Where I live, people just parking, on street parking and residents blocking entrance to the estate and, oh yeah, I have become... I knew it was peak middle age when that happened, the day I left my first note on a car. You form the residence committee and next thing you're leaving notes on cars. But look, it's great because we've got double yellow lines now and I am thrilled about this. Thrilled about the double yellow lines.
Although you can park in those sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You see, the problem was they were parking everywhere, Mary. They were just abandoning cars all over the place. The refuge couldn't get down to collect the bins. If there was ever an emergency, we were going to be blocked in. That's it. I've told the world now. I have become that person. I know you judge me, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. This has gone on for nearly a year.
Most people are probably with you, Andrea, to be honest. It's just people who can't park or they're just... disorganized people are. But we should be trying to walk and use the bus and as much as possible. But I do think Crosshaven, it clearly needs some kind of solution. That can't go on.
Not. Yeah. And I can tell that from the listeners here today as well. Now I should actually clarify that I didn't use any choice language. I didn't use any of Danny's cards either. Danny, with the jokes and the different comments that you had in your cards, mine was just more of a kind of a formal letter.
As I say, it's just you're getting the message across without being offensive as well.
It was loud and clear.
It's a bit of crack.
there was no lines to read, but in between, it couldn't have been more black and white. 087 1400 106 is the number. Have you ever pulled somebody up for bad parking? Listener says, I saw one once in a windscreen. May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpits. I thought it was very funny, says this texter. I know how frustrating it is. One morning I was late for work because somebody parked across my driveway and it went on for 25 minutes, says this listener. Another texter says, what about the parents dropping children to school, blocking the lollipop lady, blocking other parents from viewing the road? It's actually quite lazy and it's dangerous. Another texter, you have to get people parking badly on purpose now to even get a note. Keep them coming into us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.